Thank you for all those bread and all those meals. At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Sabu W. from the D.C. area.
Woo! Come on, Sabu. First of all, I'd like to have a moment of silence for a friend of mine they found dead in his apartment who struggled with this disease of addiction. I'd like to have a moment of silence for him, first of all. My name is Sabu, and I'm an addict. My name is Sabu, and I'm a grateful, recovering addict. My clean date is February the 8th, 2006. Just celebrated 8 uninterrupted years. Clean time. I came here in 2000, got a year, went out, came back, and got 3 years. But I wouldn't allow no men in my life. I just wouldn't allow nothing to work. But I came back this time with vengeance. You know, I came back that I didn't want to die a dog in the street. First of all, I did what you people said do. I got a sponsor. I got two sponsors. I got a male and I got a female because I had issues with women. I got a male to help me become a man in this program. And God give you just what you need if you allow to be open. This time I was open. So I hope I don't offend nobody when I talk about God, because no human power could have erected me. You know, so I got that sponsor, that man. He has a sponsor. His sponsor got a sponsor. And we got a network of men. I got a home group. Men under construction. We meet every Saturday, 11:30, at the old Greater Southeast Hospital. And the men in D.C. intervention, come on over. Men under construction. Okay, we got that out of the way. You know. First of all, I really don't feel worthy of this honor because I don't know nothing. I feel I'm a newcomer. You know, I want to stay green and teachable. But I do have a story. I do have a message. You know, I want to tell how I became involved with the God of my understanding. You know, because on February the 8th, 2006, that morning, I left my youngest daughter's house and took all her worldly belongings and all her children's belongings. You understand? And at the end, I wanted one more. Just one more. And a thought came into my mind that I'm a thief. I like to steal. And stealing got hard. So that thought I got is I wanted to put some guns in my hands. And just take, you know. I like to shoot dope and smoke crack all day long. You know? So when I thought about them guns, it kind of scared me. I'm saying, dang, I might spend the rest of my life in jail. I got 12 grandchildren. They won't see me no more. Three daughters. They won't see me no more. They talk to me through some plexiglass. That scared me. Little did I know the God of my understanding was working in my life right there. You know? Was working. He was working real diligently. So I got up that morning and I had $2, bought me a cup of coffee, went to see my parole officer. She let me sleep out there all day long. Then she pulled me back to her desk and then they put the handcuffs on me. You know, I thought that being through the system before, you know, I started going to jail in 1978, last time I came home in 2007. So I thought when, you know, they take you in, you're going back down to jail, go to court, go to jail, but it took me to number one precinct, then it took me over 5th District, And I'm saying, dang, I'm sitting over there all day long. And my God, my understanding was working. They charged me with 29 burglaries that day. And the detective that charged me with them burglaries wasn't there. But his supervisor was there. He came in and looked in the bullpen and seen me, childhood friend. He said, oh, no, this can't happen. And little did I know God was working for me, because I went all over to jail. 3 months went by, and I was on a furlough. And you know, you don't go on a furlough without going answering the court if you got a charge. You know, so when I get to my destination, I get these papers, everything had been dropped and all that, right? So I said, dang, God, working. But he didn't know I was thoroughly whipped. I'm going to show you how he was working. Send me, I had a 9-month hit. They sent me to a penitentiary with nobody coming home. And I'm in there bucking with people about a BET station. You know, and I had a cellie, man. He was about 70 years old. He said, you young ass better lay down before I whip you in the state. And I'm a cook by trade, so I couldn't get no job in the feds, a cook. So I had to do microwaves. So that gave me an opportunity to go to school and get in all the 12-step program, anger management, and what have you. And when I came home from the feds this time, I went to a shelter. Went to CCMV, became a staff member, a deputy director, a director down there. Then I left out there and went to SOR. Now I live in my own apartment. God did that, not Sabu. Because if it's left up to my own device, I'd still be destructing myself. You know? Because my story is I get in relationships and I let them, when I can't control it no more, then I become a bum again. I become a piece of spit. You understand? And I'm in this relationship right now. You know, I heard Sylvester talk about the 8th and 9th step, how you harm people. I've been harming somebody to make me feel good. A newcomer. You know? Somebody not worthy of herself, not, you know, but worthy of what we're doing to God. You know what I'm saying? So I had to get on my knees and humbly ask my God. Well, no, let me put it like that. She helped me. Let me tell the truth. Let me tell the truth. She helped me. I came up here Thursday. I've been begging every day. But that's okay. You know? Because the God of my understanding, man, got me. You know, I found this God in the process of this fellowship. You know, and there's probably some newcomer, some man, whoever out there, right, think just like me. You know, if you give yourself a chance and you ask the God of your understanding, I don't care what it is, you can make the doorknob when you first get here, the group, anything, just keep coming back. More will be revealed to you, you know. I love this program. You know, I really love it. You know, I smile today. When I was a kid, man, my mother used to make me write a smile to keep on my paper every day. And the last time my mother beat me, I was in the 8th grade going to the 9th grade. She was 4'11", 135 pounds, and wore me out. You know, all she tried to do was prepare her son, man, for what was going down the road, man. I'm truly honored, man. Thursday, I was 62 years old. You know, I'm in a struggle. My sponsor, I talk to my sponsor every day, I'm in a struggle with Medicaid. They don't want to pay for this medicine that's vital to my life. I had cancer and I have a liver problem. And it keep touring around with my life. I'm angry sometimes. But somebody tell me, I gotta not be angry because the God that I think that I'm serving, he working on me. He has me. He got a hedge around me. I wake up every day feeling good. My red blood and white blood cells are below 10. You wouldn't know if I ain't tell you. So that's where this God I found, man. My sponsor say he live off of me. He feed off of me. You know, God puts a man in my life, man, who I love, man. He my mirror. We get mad at one another. We get mad at people. I go off the handle. He calm me down. He go off the handle. Only by the grace of God brought this man in my life. You know. So I truly bought into the process this time, man. Get a home group. Get a sponsor. Give them a network of men and women. You know. But most of all, don't forget me, the dumb. You know, stay green, stay teachable. A lot of y'all out there know me. I don't say much. I go to meetings. I share when things bother me. But I don't have to share today. I don't have to come in the meeting and say, I'm some boo, I'm an addict, and I'm in a relationship and it's tearing my ass off. I don't got to do that. I ain't got to hold that up no more. You know, I got a sponsor. I got men network. I got women, sisters in this program that I can call and tell them what I'm going through. You know, my friend right now, she in the hospital, just had emergency surgery. It was her father who I was talking about having a moment of silence for her. You know, and she, at my anniversary, man, she told the people, man, she said, when I start to make, letting her make, I start to let me make her my God, that's when she gonna cut me off. You know? Because I have a tendency to do that, man. Everything be going good. I think that I got some control, you know. I'm smiling, the cheeks is rosy. I'm getting it like I'm supposed to get it. And all of a sudden, I don't feel good. I think I want to do this. And my attitude changed. I'm talking about these feelings that I shot dope to. You know what I'm saying? Some feelings that some men don't want to talk about. But I gotta talk about it. Because I'm trying to stay here. I'm trying to save my life. And sometimes, when I can't find my sponsor, I had a God of my understanding who sits there and talks with me. You know? How much time I got? You know? Okay, you know, oh, wow. You know, you know, just a while ago, like I heard a young lady say, it was a lot of controversy in here. But I done felt the ease up in here, tension. Because first of all, we all addicts, and none of us run nothing. You know, see, I have a problem with that. That my sponsor taught me in the third step, man. You know, it's just trusted, and in third condition, it's just trusted servants. You understand? We all got opinions. You understand? But first of all, you gotta remember, we all praises here, we addicts. You know? I'm so glad that I got a place that I can come, man, and be me. I ain't gotta have no mask pulled off. So when I go to church, I gotta be Mr. Sabu Warners. I gotta, can't tell my story because I'm scared you're gonna move your pocketbook. You understand? But right here in this room, I can be me. Good, the bad, and devil. See, because this program learning you how to laugh, cry, tell on your damn self. Because it say, man, you ain't got to be smart in here. I don't know how to read and write and all that, but I tell you one thing. When I need something, I know how to go to the dictionary and get it. I'm computer literate. Got a laptop on it. I'll be tinkering with it until I get what I want. Yeah. Somebody say, it ain't going to go nowhere until you get somewhere to go. You know? So that's how I feel, man, about this God that I found, y'all. He powerful. He mine. You know? And, you know, I haven't had a birthday party in a long time, right? My friend It's supposed to be a surprise, but I know. You know, Saturday at my apartment complex, you know, we went in the whole day room. My daughter and her children from New York coming in. The family members, about 45 of them. And we're going to do the thing, right? Because I'm my mother's oldest child, and I feel my family then got out of control. So it's time for me to tell them. That's right. See, because I'm not the addict son or the brother or the grandfather or the nephew that Christmas time or Thanksgiving time come to their house, here's the plate, here's $20, and we see you next year. I ain't that guy no more, and I ain't got to come to grips with that yet. But that's okay, because I got a God who loves me despite him. You know? So I just hopefully that I was able to do something to help somebody. You know, but most of all, I help the dummies, you know? You know? And I need to say this. If nobody told they love y'all, I love all y'all. You know? Is it? Huh? Thank you.